This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In this majlis, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, we move on to another topic, and that is mawaqif baka fiha an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Incidents, scenarios, situations where our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he cried. Allahumma musta'in. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, today's halaqa will be very short, insha'Allah. I'm not feeling well, and so we will try to finish it off early, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Mawaqif baka fiha an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيْهِ. I am a human being like you people. The difference is revelation comes to me. Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like everyone else, he would go through emotions. And there were times when he laughed. There were times when he got angry. There were times when the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he began to tear. He cried sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we go through plus minus maybe 5 or 6 of those incidents, insha'Allah. With regards to crying in the first place, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises. Obviously, there are different types of crying. There's the munafiq, that he cries crocodile tears. Obviously, that type of crying we're not talking about. That type of crying is a dispraised type of crying. Jayid? But we are talking about where out of mercy, out of shaqfaqa, out of love, out of affection, out of khashya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an individual, he tears or he cries. We find Allah mentions in the Noble Quran, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Those are the ones who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored and granted his ni'mah upon them. مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ, from amongst the anbiya. أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّةِ آدَمْ, from the children, from the offspring of Adam. وَمِمَّنْ جَعَلْنَا مَعْ نُوحٍ, and those who were with Nuh عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْرَائِيلِ. وَمِمَّنْ هَدَيْنَا وَاجْتَبَيْنَا. So Allah praises them, and Allah ends off with, إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُ الرَّحْمَنِ, when the ayat of Ar-Rahman is recited to them, خَرُّوا سُجَّدًا, they go down into sajda, خَرُّوا سُجَّدًا وَبُكِيًّا, خَرُّوا سُجَّدًا وَبُكِيًّا, and they go down into sajda and they are in tears. Baka, yabki means to tear, to cry. And so this is one of the qualities of those people, the Anbiya and Nuh alayhi salam and those who were with him, etc., etc. That these people, when the verses of Ayatul Rahman, see, Allah didn't say the ayat of the Quran. Allah said the ayat of Ar-Rahman. So even the revelation previous to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they go down into sajda and they are in tears. So Allah praises these people who tear. We also find in the Noble Quran, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ. And these people, when they hear, إِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ, when they listen, when they hear what is revealed to the Rasul, تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ. You see أَعْيُنَهُمْ, their eyes, their عين, their eyes, تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ, that their eyes are full of tears. مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ, because they recognize the matter of the truth. Surah Ma'idah, verse number 83. And the first one was Surah Maryam, verse number 58. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also talks about the people who don't cry. Those who don't cry. What's the quality of these people who don't cry? أَفَمِنْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ تَعْجَبُونَ. Are you people like amazed, etc. with regards to this revelation? وَتَضْحَكُونَ. And you laugh. وَلَا تَبْكُونَ. And you do not cry. So those mujrimeen, those criminals, when they listen to the recitation, etc., they laugh, they make a mockery of it, and they do not cry. But the others, the rightly guided, are the ones who tear, subhanAllah. So that's in the Noble Quran. Then also in the Sunnah, we find the famous hadith of those 7 who will be under the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سَبْعَ يُظِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّ. From amongst them, وَرَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَهُ. A man who remembers Allah quietly, in privacy. Nobody is around. He's not putting on a show. Quietly, maybe in the middle of the night. Maybe he is wherever, sitting on his own. And he remembers Allah. And then he tears. This individual here who has this quality, he will be shaded on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And you know, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, people will be running helter-skelter. People will be looking for shade. The sun is above our heads. for thousands of years, etc. And so these people will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's throne. That they shed tears when nobody was around. Also in the sunnah, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لو تعلمون ما أعلم لضحكتم قليلا ولبكيتم كثيرا. If you people knew what I know, if you people knew what I know, you will laugh little and you will cry more. SubhanAllah. You will laugh little and you will cry more. And we know, as is mentioned in the narrations, that كثرت الضحك, laughing too much, it kills the heart. It kills the heart. In fact, you feel it sometimes. You might watch a crazy comedy, half an hour, 1 hour, etc. You are laughing, falling down, etc. As soon as it's finished, you feel a bit dead. You're just dead. You know, I laughed so much, completely gone. Dead. Allahu musta'an. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also mentions, عَيْنَانِ لَا تَمَسُّهُمَا النَّارِ. Two eyes, that the fire will not touch these two eyes. أَبَدًا, ever. Which two eyes? عَيْنٌ بَكَتْ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. The eye which tears from the khashya of Allah, from the fear of Allah. Jayid, that eye which tears from the fear. I mean, we say khashya, we translate it as fear. But understand, you can't really translate khashya as fear. But for lack of words, we just use fear. Jayid, khashya, when you're in salah, you have khushu. Khushu is you humble yourself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khudu' lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. You lower yourself. You're not like the mountain, rather you are like the valley. And so whatever comes settles in it. Jayid. And so here, the two eyes, one is the one which tears from the khashya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other, وَعِينٌ بَاتَ تَحْرُسُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. The other eye which is on the borders of the Muslims. And he is standing guard on the front line. Like our brothers and sisters in Idlib now, etc. In the front line, all the Muslims are dependent upon him. If he falls, if he gives in, etc. If he's not awake, if he's not guarding, if he's not on his post, disaster awaits the rest of them. Allahu musta'an. So these two eyes will not touch the fire. Jayid, so the first one, the eye that tears out of the khashya of Allah, these narrations and verses of the noble Quran indicate to us the virtue, the fada'il, with regards to those eyes that tear out of the khashya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have many books in the Arabic language, you even have books in the English language, crying for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, etc. And they go through the various stories of people. Like, for example, one story of Abdul Rahman ibn Auf. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf passed away in the year 32 after Hijrah. 32 after Hijrah. That means he was around during Abu Bakr's time. He was around during Umar's time. He was around probably during the period of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala and the early years, etc. Jayid. So he lived a long life and he saw all of the great victories that came to the Muslims. The crashing of the Persian Empire and the Byzantine Empire on its knees. He saw all of that. So one day he was fasting. He was fasting and at the time of iftar, they brought the food for him. And he looked at that food, a nice food, right? And so he said to himself, قُتِلَ مُسْعَبْ ibn Umayr. مُسْعَبْ ibn Umayr, you know, the one who would dress up fancily, etc. And one of the times that our Nabi, your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, cried when he was in Medina and he saw Mus'ab walking and Mus'ab was wearing like tattered clothes. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's one of the incidents we will discuss, that one of the times he cried when he saw Mus'ab there, that where Mus'ab was in Makkah al-Mukarramah, and look at Mus'ab here. I mean, that wasn't enough. After the battle of Uhud, Mus'ab, they were unable to put a proper kafan on him, cover his head, legs are exposed, cover his legs, head is exposed, subhanAllah. And so here, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, he looks at that food, and he says, قُتِلَ مُسْعَبْ ibn Umayr, وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ مِنِّي. Mus'ab was killed in the battle of Uhud. I think he is now remembering. He is remembering stuff 30 years ago. Stuff plus minus 29, 30 years ago, he's remembering. He never forgot Mus'ab ibn Umayr, subhanAllah. What a, I mean, you would say an abstract moment. You know, I mean, you sitting at the time of iftar, plus minus 28, 29 years after Mus'ab, and he remembers Mus'ab. How the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you remember that incident we discussed in the seerah, when those people came and they looked at this one individual wearing this fancy coat and they're all amazed by that coat. Wow, what a coat, etc. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you guys are amazed by that? Wallahi, the handkerchief of Sa'd ibn Ubadah, I think it was, Shahid Sa'd ibn Ubadah, the handkerchief of Sa'd ibn Ubadah in Jannah is a million times better than all of this. Point is, Sa'd passed away, you know, some time back. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never forgot him. Either it was Sa'd or it was another companion, but the point is, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never forgot. Wafa, wafa, you know, you never forget, Shahid. And so he said, قُتِلَ مُسْعَبْ إِبْنُ عُمَيْرٍ وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ مِنِّي. And he was better than me. فَلَمْ يَجِدْ فَلَمْ يُوجَدْ مَا يَكْفَنْ فَلَمْ يُوجَدْ مَا يَكْفِنُ فِيهِ إِلَّا بُرْدَةً. We couldn't find anything to use as a kafan for him except like a shawl. If you covered his head, the feet were exposed. And if you covered the feet, the head was exposed. And then he said, I fear that look at how the dunya has come to us. Now he's sitting that here. I fear that maybe the dunya has come to us left, right and center. Maybe this is our good deeds being hastened to us in this dunya. So we're not going to get a share there. Because Mus'ab didn't get all of this. Mus'ab got all of his shares kept for the year after. Whereas we getting all of this good here. I fear maybe this is all our hasanat which are brought early for us. And then he began to cry. And he left that food and he left. SubhanAllah. Shahid. Ibn al-Qayyim, he mentions and he divides the different types of tearing or crying. He says, one is when you tear and you cry out of mercy. Another one is when you cry or you tear out of fear. Out of khashya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's talking generally now, right? You find at the wedding, people are crying, crying out of happiness, crying out of love. He mentions crying out of love, crying out of longing. So your wife is far away, your kid, our Uyghur brothers and sisters who their husbands are languishing in jails, many of the ulama who are languishing in jails, etc., that their spouses or their children, you know, might tear, they're longing for the father. They're longing for that father, subhanAllah, Jaid. Crying out of happiness. And he also mentions, which is true, the tears that you shed out of happiness, you know, like you come back from Hajj, or you come back from Umrah, and you hug your family, etc. You know, that tear is like cold. Its temperature is cold. Whereas, the tear that you shed in Arafat, or the tear that you shed when you are sad, the tear that you shed when, oh Allah, you know, all of my sins, etc. That tear there is hot. The temperature of that tear, it's hot. It came out from a heavy heart. Came out of a heavy heart. Jayid. He mentions that you tear out of pain. You tear out of sadness, out of weakness. Fake tears, crocodile tears. You also tear sometimes because others are crying. Why? I don't know why. But everybody's crying, you know. Human nature, you just start, you know, crying also. Jayid. Allah musta'in. So he mentions, you know, some of those matters there. And subhanAllah, Imam al-Shafi'i. Imam al-Shafi'i, it is said that somebody entered upon Imam al-Shafi'i, وَهُوَ فِي مَرَضِ الْمَوْتِ, and he was in his final illness. So he was on his bed, some people entered upon him, and later on he died out of this illness. So it was his final illness. And so they asked him, كَيْفَ أَصْبَحْتَ? You know, how was your morning? You know, how's your day basically? How's your day? How did you wake up this morning? Good way, good manner, etc. So the famous words of Imam al-Shafi'i, أَصْبَحْتُ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا رَاحِلًا. I woke up this morning and out of this dunya I'm making a journey. Out of this dunya I'm on my journey. وَلِإِخْوَانِي مُفَارِقًا. And with regards to my brothers, I will be departing from them. وَلِكَأْسَ الْمَنِيَّ شَارِبًا. And from the cup of death I will be drinking. وَلِسُوءَ أَعْمَالِي مُلَاقِيًا. And all my bad deeds, my bad actions, my sins, I will be meeting them. وعلى الله تعالى واردة. And I will be headed towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فلا أدري روحي تصير إلى الجنة فأهنئها. I don't know whether my ruh is gonna go to Jannah, so I should give it glad tidings. I should give it glad tidings, my ruh is gonna go to Jannah. I don't know whether it's gonna go there, so for me to give it glad tidings. أو إلى النار فأعزيها. Oh, it's gonna go to the hellfire and I should offer condolences to it. I don't know. Allahumma ista'in. And so ثم بكى. And then Imam al-Shafi'i began to cry. And he mentioned the lines of poetry. ولما قسى قلبي وضاقت مذاهبي جعلت الرجا مني لعفوك سلما. That when my heart became hard and my roads, etc., became narrow. جَعَلْتُ الرَّجَى مِنِّي لَعَفْوُكَ سَلَّمَا. That I put my hope, you know, on your afu, on your forgiveness, on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. I'll be like climbing a ladder towards your forgiveness.
تَعَاظَمَنِي ذَنْبِي فَلَمَّا قَرَنْتُهُ بِعَفْوِكَ رَبِّي كَانَ عَفْوُكَ أَعْظَمَا.
And then my big, big, big sins, but when I compared it with your mercy, they were small. I have big, big sins, but when I compared them with your mercy, then your mercy was greater.
وَمَا زِلْتَ ذَا عَفْوٍ عَنِ الذَّنْبِ لَمْ تَزَلْ تَجُودُ وَتَعْفُ مِنَّةً وَتَكَرُّمًا.
And you continue to forgive, etc., etc. Right? So those were some words of Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah. And then also there was another poet by the name of Abu Nawas. Very famous words of poetry. They say that Abu Nawas, when he died, they found these words like written on his bed somewhere. Maybe a small letter or something.
Ya Rabbi in azumat dhunubi kathratan.
Oh my Rabb, if my sins have increased in number,
فَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُ بِأَنَّ عَفْوَكَ أَعْظَمُ.
But I know that your forgiveness is greater.
إِنْ كَانَ لَا يَرْجُوكَ إِلَّا مُحْسِنٌ.
If only the people who do good, they can have hope in you.
فَبِمَنْ يَلُوذُ وَيَسْتَجِيرُ الْمُجْرِمُ.
Then where should the people who are criminals turn to? If only the ones who are going to get your forgiveness are all the good people, then where is people like us who commit sin, where are we going to turn?
أَدْعُوكَ رَبِّي كَمَا أَمَرْتَ تَضَرُّعًا.
I turn to you and I make dua to you, O my Rabb, as you ordered.
فَإِذَا رَدَدْتَ يَدِي فَمَنْ ذَا يَرْحَمُ.
And if you turn away my hands, then who will have mercy?
مَا لِي إِلَيْكَ وَسِيلَةٌ إِلَّا الرَّجَاءَ.
I have absolutely no thing, you know, to get me close to you or whatever except my hope. That's the only thing I have. I have my raja, I have my hope.
وَجَمِيلُ عَفْوِكَ ثُمَّ إِنِّي مُسْلِمُ.
وَجَمِيلُ عَفْوِكَ. And I know you are beautiful in forgiveness, and I am a Muslim. And that I am a Muslim. So those were some of the words of poetry of that scholar. And then they also discuss what are some ways that can bring an individual to tear. Because no doubt, you know, as we sin, then these dots which are placed upon our hearts, these things make our hearts hard. Right? These things make our hearts hard. In the last week, some of you might have seen those Syrian refugees, and it's happened so many times before. These Syrian refugees, the Italian or the Greek coast guard, and these guys are in a dinghy, these refugees, and the coast guard is, you know, chasing them away, poking their dinghy for them to fall into the water and die. Hey, what level? Your heart is so dead. So dead. And then you are the bastion of human rights and this and that and all of that. And you probably got, you know, animal rights and look after dogs and di-da-da and all of that. Allahu musta'an, shaheed. Allahu musta'an. And a baby died. From amongst them who fell into the water, a baby died. And so the hearts are hard. Hearts are hard, Jayid. Allah mentions in the Noble Quran that some hearts are like stones, Jayid, in Surah Al-Baqarah. And so one should ponder over one's sins, ponder over the sins committed in the brightness of the day, darkness of the night, sins that nobody knows about, etc., the major sins. Ponder over the hellfire, ponder over Jannah. Ponder over the fact that we're going to go 40 years down. I mean, I was thinking about this yesterday or the day before, Jayid. So I'm born in 1980. So this year I'm going to be 40 years old. Ya Allah, 40 years old. 20 years since I finished school. SubhanAllah. 20 years since I finished school. I mean, by the likes of it, I mean, that's 2/3 of life gone. 20 more years at best. 20 years more at best. Jayid, half innings gone. Allahumma stand, Jayid. Mushkila, this is frightening. And so we're going to go. We go through some of those incidents where our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teared. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would read the Quran, he would tear. And also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam liked others to also read the Quran to him. They would read the Quran to him, he would listen and he would tear. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he said to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, اقرأ علي, read the Quran to me. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, أقرأ عليك وعليك أنزل. I must read the Quran to you. When the Quran came down to you, He said, yes, إني أحب أن أسمعه من غيري. I like to listen to it from others. On one trip, we were there in Malawi, and we were with this sheikh from Jeddah. And mashallah, what a lovely practice it was. After Salatul Fajr, right, he said, bring the Quran. We were just five people. He said, bring the Quran. And he gave the Quran to somebody, and he said, read. Open anywhere, and just read. And he just sat listening, and everybody just sat listening. It's different from, you know, when you sit and you just read on your own. But here you concentrating, you just listening to somebody else reading, subhanAllah. It had a different flavor to it. Completely different flavor to it. And so the Prophet ﷺ said to him, read, I like to listen to it from others. فَرَقَارَ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَوَّلْ سُورَةِ النِّسَاءِ مِنْ أَوَّلْ سُورَةِ النِّسَاءِ From Surah An-Nisa' he recited. And when he came to the verses, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا And how will it be when we come? مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ From every nation we will bring forth a witness. وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا And then we will bring you, O Muhammad, as a witness over all of them. And so the Prophet ﷺ began to cry because he's being talked about. He began to cry and he said, Hasbuk, stop. Hasbuk, you know, enough. Stop there. Don't read anymore. Also, subhanAllah, our Rasul ﷺ at Badr, Jayid, the night at Badr, you know, when Abu Jahl and all of those guys, the cronies came and the caravan was saved and they were like, what's going to happen tomorrow? There's going to be fighting and stuff. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent the whole night under a tree and he was making dua and he was in tears. Oh Allah, what's going to happen if these people, the small group here, if they are wiped out, who's going to worship you, etc., etc. Abu Bakr came to him, no, it's okay, don't worry, don't overdo it, Ya Rasulullah. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he cried that night in his salat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, after the battle of Badr, when they had all of those prisoners and they asked Abu Bakr and Umar, what do you people say? And they said, you know, have all of their heads chopped off as Umar said. And then Abu Bakr said, no, we'll ransom them. That's the better option. And the Prophet ﷺ went with the suggestion of Abu Bakr. Later on, when the revelation came down that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preferred the opinion of Umar, Prophet ﷺ and Abu Bakr, they were in tears. They were in tears. I mean, for us, we might think, we're in tears. I mean, for the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a way, this is now, you know, like my opinion went against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted. Went against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted. And also, there's the element of money. There was the element of money. That we are now in Medina, we need money, etc., etc. And so we'll do the ransom option because of the money. That was one of the main, you know, reasons behind the whole matter. And so the matter of money. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala corrected them. And Abu Bakr and Umar and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were in tears. And Umar came and said, Ya Rasulullah, why are you crying? Tell me, I mean, you know, if there's a reason, I'll also cry. If I can't, you know, I'll try to copy you all and cry. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the reason. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once, he saw a crowd there in the graveyard. And so he said, what's happened? They said, no, somebody is being buried. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the grave. And then at the grave, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to tear. And he said, Ya Ikhwani, various narrations, Ya Ikhwani, O my brothers, لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَأَعِدُّ For a time like this, for a day like this, prepare. For a day like this, prepare. I was standing there now and they're burning this person. Ya Ikhwani, لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَأَعِدُّ For a day like this, prepare yourselves. Prepare yourselves. And he began to tear. Also, when he visited the grave of his mother, Amina, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's permission to seek forgiveness for her, but he was not given that permission. Hadith in Sahih Muslim. Zara Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qabra ummihi fabaka wa abka man hawlahu. He teared. And the people around him, they were also tearing. And then he said, Ista'adantu Rabbi fi an astaghfir laha falam yu'dan li. I asked Allah to give me permission to seek her forgiveness for her. And he didn't give me that permission. وَاسْتَأْذَنْتُهُ فِي أَنْ أَزُورَ قَبْرَهَا فَأَذِنَ لِي And I asked permission to visit her grave. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me permission to visit the grave of my mother. And so he says, فَزُورُوا الْقُبُورِ And so you people should visit the graves. فَإِنَّهَا تُذَكِّرُوا الْمَوْتِ Because it reminds you people, it reminds you of death. Visiting the graves reminds you of death. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was tearing and those around him were also in tears. Allahumma ista'an. That was his mother. That was his mother. And then later on in Medina al-Munawwara, his son Ibrahim passed away. Previously, Qasim had passed away. Previously, Abdullah had passed away. Now this third son here, when he's around the age of 60-something, Ibrahim lives 1.5 years and then Ibrahim also passes away. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when there, Ibrahim was like breathing his last. This is difficult to breathe, etc. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam began to tear. Wa anta ya Rasulullah, and the Sahabi said, even you cried? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, This is rahmah. Inna al-'ayna la tadma', the eye tears. Wa inna al-qalba la yahzan, and the heart is saddened. Wa ma naqul illa ma yurdi rabbana, but we only say what is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa inna bi firaqika ya Ibrahim la mahzunun, and we are saddened by your departure, O Ibrahim. His son passed away. He had the son before Abdullah, son before Qasim. He had Zainab, he had Ruqayya, he had Kulthum. All of them passed away in his lifetime, except Fatima passed away 6 months after the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, subhanAllah, as we discussed in the seerah, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he sent Zayd ibn Haritha, Abdullah ibn Rawaha, when he sent Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, when he sent all of them on that expedition to Muqta against the Romans, and then he was in Medina and he was giving live commentary, and he said that Zayd ibn Haritha, he took the standard, and Zayd ibn Haritha fought and then he was killed. And then Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala, he took the standard and he fought and he was killed. And then after that, Abdullah ibn Rawaha took the standard and he fought and he was killed, and tears were rolling down his two cheeks. And then he said, a safe from amongst the suyuf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Khalid ibn al-Walid. Then he took, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened up matters, and eventually they made a successful retreat. So that's another time that he teared, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His close friends, his followers, his disciples. And we discussed when Mus'ab, one day they're sitting in a majlis, and Mus'ab walked past. And he walked past. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at him. I mean, from where he was to where he is, the sacrifices he has given for the sake of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. That how his mother used to look after him and how he was living in riches and all of this here. And look at Mus'ab today, Allahu musta'an. Jayid. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teared. And that hadith, last hadith insha'Allah, that hadith reported by Imam At-Tirmidhi. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us khair and barakah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to shed tears, especially when nobody is around. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to soften our hearts. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant life to our hearts. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove those veils from our hearts. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the best in this world and in the hereafter. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hayyakum Allah ya mashayikh.